of politicians who are going to debate with a level head, you know. And okay, we understand, you know, it's politics. There's always this mad flinging, name calling, and all sorts of things. But we need to change the narrative and just have politicians who are going to do the right thing.
Definitely.
Youth who are going to step up.
Step up and get to do what they have to do. It's 8 hours. We have the main news bulletin coming up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Tasila Lungu's lawyer insists his client is not afraid of returning to Zambia to face corruption charges against her. Energy expert warns of prolonged power challenges. And in global news, 2 dead and 10 injured in Pennsylvania's steel plant explosion. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Chawama Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu's legal representative, Makebi Zulu, has insisted that his client is not afraid of returning to Zambia to face corruption charges against her. Mr. Zulu says none of the Lungu family members appearing before the courts are afraid of coming back, but that they will only do so after the burial procession of the late former President Edgar Lungu. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Zulu has stressed that the family's priority for now is to give the former head of state a dignified send-off, a process they continue to push for with government, despite doubts about whether it will be realized. He has further said that the family is not attempting to avoid court appearances and will make themselves available soon. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has indicated that court proceedings against Ms. Lungu will resume once she completes her mourning period following the death of her father, former President Edgar Lungu.
No. They're not afraid of coming back to the country. No one is afraid of coming back to the country. As a matter of fact, they will be coming back to the country to give President Edgar Lungu a dignified send-off. And that dignified send-off, as has been evidenced by the statements that are being made by government or those that are affiliated to the government or persons at government, are such that it is impossible to fathom a dignified send-off for President ACL by this government, so to speak.
Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has predicted a dire outlook on Zambia's electricity sector, citing several challenges that will likely persist until the end of the year. Dr. Chikwanda has cited the dropping water levels in Kariba Dam, which will lead to further challenges in power generation, the maintenance of the Mamba power plant, which is expected to take over a month, reducing the plant's capacity to support the power grid by 50%, and the scheduled major rehabilitation works scheduled at the largest hydropower plant in Mozambique, which will result in a loss of over 400 megawatts of power from that country. He tells Phoenix News that given these challenges, the electricity sector will not see any improvement until the end of the year. Meanwhile, Dr. Chikwanda says achieving the 1,000 megawatts target of solar power by the end of the year, which would require approximately 2 million solar panels, is unlikely due to funding and logistics constraints. He has explained that even if all 2 million solar panels were delivered to the country by September, it would be impossible to install them, complete construction, and commission the projects by the end of December.
The electricity availability index
is not looking okay. First and foremost, here at home, we have read in international media that the water levels in Kariba have started going down, which is expected at this particular time of the year. And if the water levels have started going down, then it means we cannot expect much from those reservoirs. So that means that we are headed for further challenges. And of course, there are some other works as well, which are lined up in Q4 by ESCOM. And so those activities, scheduled or unscheduled, they have further overshadowed our hopes of ending on a good note in the electricity subsector. So the sector is unfortunately not going to see any improvement to the end of this year.
The Crews and Allied Workers Union of Zambia is demanding that government declare workers at the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, Tazara, redundant before signing a concession agreement with a foreign-based company. Union President Bevis Silumbe believes this approach would allow the concessionaire to directly employ the workforce needed to run profitable goods services, while Tazara retains loss-making passenger operations. Mr. Silumbe explains that leaving most staff on Tazara's payroll while the concessionaire operates the goods trains would create perverse incentives, complicate wage negotiations, and risk industrial action that could disrupt both passenger and freight services. He has warned that the planned freight operations, projected to reach 2.4 million tons within 2 years, would require substantial staffing levels, and the concessionaire could not viably run the program with only 250 to 300 workers. Mr. Silumbe says the union's preferred approach is to declare all existing workers redundant, allow the concessionaire to select those it needs, and enable fair severance or re-employment for others to ensure a clean break and allow the concessionaire to operate efficiently.
The position is that some workers will cross over to the concessionaire, who is the Chinese. So some workers will cross over to the concessionaire, meaning they will become employees of the concessionaire. So by virtue of them crossing over, it means they cease to be Tazara employees. So only those that will be taken on by the concessionaire will leave employment of Tazara. So meaning no one is going in the streets as in terms of losing employment. In fact, from our end as a union, we want the concessionaire to take full control of Tazara. So our demand has been that all workers in Tazara must be declared redundant.
Government is expected to sign a concession agreement between Tazara and China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation. UPND Lusaka Province Chairman Obvious Mwaliteta has expressed confidence in the party's chances of retaining power in next year's general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwaliteta has attributed the party's strong position to its experience and strategy gained from its days in opposition. Mr. Mwaliteta has criticized the current crop of opposition politicians, saying they lack the quality to lead the nation and are filled with bitterness, instead of appreciating the achievements the current government has made so far. He believes that the next generation of politicians might stand a chance to defeat President Hagainde Hichilema.
It will be difficult, actually. At the level we have moved, it's difficult. In fact, we don't even have this generation of politicians we have in the opposition. No one is going to be president unless maybe the other generation, because this one is not to accept the signs, to accept his colleague is doing things. They would have not said, oh, but Edith, I think you have done extremely well. I think UPN has done extremely well through the present again. It will be difficult. You can see these elections, these by elections. You go back when MMD was in power, PF in opposition was winning election. Okay? When PF was in power, UPN in opposition were winning election. Now, as we are in power, no opposition is winning election. So the precedent is being cut here, meaning the opposition is not ready to take over.
In global news, a second person has died after an explosion tore through a Pennsylvania steel plant yesterday, local officials have confirmed. The body was discovered after a search operation which stretched into the evening at the U.S.